the love of God and the love of neighbor. In our own human terms, we can classify love in three different steps. The first one is love between a boy and a girl. It's so superficial. Sometimes they just have their physical admiration. That is it. The second one is filial, which is between a mother and a daughter, or a son and a father. That is much more serious, where parents will try their best to treat their kids, and they will want them to enjoy everything. But the godly love we are talking about is agape, which is unconditional. The example that comes to mind is that of the prodigal son and his father. The father was rich, he was famous, he was powerful, but he humbled himself just to accept the dignity of his son. So his riches and everything did not distract him. I think we have to learn some lessons from that. So as we celebrate this Sunday, we need to begin to reflect. We are fruits of love between our parents, our friends, our brothers and sisters. We have seen what it means to be in love, and we have enjoyed some blessings through that love. And that is why we have to begin to ask ourselves, what does it mean to be in the likeness and image of God? It is not just in appearance. It should be in the content of our attitude, our action, and the way we look at things. We should be godly in nature. And we should be able to reach out to the other. Today, if you go through the streets, our neighborhood, and among friends, we see the needy more than ever before. It's just because we are becoming more individualistic. We are isolating others. If you are sick, you are not wanted. If you are old, you are not productive. If you are too young, you are a burden. So whatever level you reach, you have challenges to face. And that is why the culture have to change so that people will feel the sense of belonging. More prisons are coming up, rehabilitation centers, people are becoming suicidal. So many people are getting sick because they lack the necessary care. And today we are talking about that love. If God is truly here, we have to share that same God. Jesus Christ is so generous, not only living himself in the sacraments, but coming down to our level. Each of us will have a share of his communion, of his blood, so that we can continually share him with others. But when we go, our words, our action, and the way we look at things do not correspond with what we are supposed to be. And that is why, for Jesus to truly be Jesus in us, we have to really go out there to speak with and on behalf of Jesus. God loves us so much. That is exactly what we are talking about. It was out of love that he gave his only begotten son to be crucified. It's difficult for a father to do that. But then he has done it. Now the church is looking for more priests. It's difficult for parents to allow their kids to go into the priesthood. God gave us his son so that we can be at peace. Today, we pray for something, and we are looking for solution immediately. If God is not responding the way we want, we are angry at him and we condemn him for everything. But let me say boldly that the great people of God are always tested. If you go through the Bible, Abraham was tested. David was tested. So also Solomon and Job. And when you go to the New Testament, Mother Mary was tested. She was just at the age of 16 when the angel visited her. She had to go through trial and difficulty. And she accepted the message of God. You and I today, we have to learn this lesson. Loving one another. That is why we are made. We are not made for our individual selves. We are made to reach out to others. That is the essence of our existence. We have laid emphasis on this. If you are a teacher, you are not meant to teach yourself anything. Your teaching should be to teach others. If you are a physician, your profession should help others get well. If you are a lawyer, you should help others get justice and peace. If you are a priest, you are meant to serve selflessly so that people can feel the presence of God. That's exactly what it is. My Jesus and your Jesus are the same. We belong to the same Jesus. But we begin to create classes and differences. And at the end of the day, we lose everything. Today, Jesus Christ is still saying, I am thirsty. Can we really help Jesus? It could be an orphan. It could be an old person. It could be a sick person. It could be an addict or somebody depressed or somebody about to commit suicide. Jesus is saying, I am thirsty. Can we give drink to such a person so that the person could live meaningfully? We are called by our names during the sacraments. So also we are called together into this mission of sharing the gospel. People can travel from America to Asia, from Europe to Africa, from Africa to Oceania. They are all here to share the gospel. Nobody is sending you anywhere farther than that, just within your neighborhood. Show some love. Be nice. Be good to others, and goodness will come back to you. But if you are hostile, careless, and you don't care, obviously you may lose other things. So that is why today, when we come together to celebrate the love of God, we cannot love our neighbors without loving God. We cannot love God without loving our neighbors. So it's one coin that has two sides. So that is why we have to make effort to be honest to each other. Today, what we call marriage, we see a lot of things going on in it. Let us reevaluate that sincerely. What we call brotherhood and sisterhood in a family setting is supposed to be a complete sacrifice, sharing, and togetherness. But today, because of gadgets, siblings are on their own, everybody back to his room or her room, doing their things. We need to be together. We learn more when we share things together. And that is why love of neighbor is not a stranger, it is the next person. It could be a wife or a husband, a brother or a sister. Whoever it is that is next to you is a neighbor. And we have to do all we can to reach out to that person. So today, the gospel is loud and clear. But the way it's been practiced is not commensurate to what we see today. So let us today invite the grace of God into our lives. Let us allow God to lead us through. Temptations are enormous. When we read the Bible, we hear great people that listen to God. They have gone into difficulties. But when they listen to God, their story will change for better. And that is why we have to be living testimonies. Remember the armed robber that was crucified with Jesus? He was so smart. That was the smartest man. He saved his soul. You could do the same. I have anointed so many people that have left the church for so many years. Those were smart people too. They will call for help when needed most. You and I today are too proud to come back to God. And today, He's asking us to be in love. We have acquired so much. Money, cars, houses, positions and knowledge. But where is God in such situations? And sometimes we misplace our priorities. Where God should be, we put in something else. We prefer probably to watch TV than to be in a mass. Instead of volunteering to be with somebody, we may want to just go out there into a cinema. Let us today know that God has given us this opportunity. I'm alive today, I may die tomorrow. You are alive today, you don't know how long. Use your time wisely and use your resources in a way that you can account for it. We are all given, just like Job. He was conscious of that fact. That naked he came from his mother's womb, naked he will go back. The same thing with all of us. We will never take anything with us. So our grave is just 6 feet. It cannot take the house, the car, the gadgets, the money. It will only take a body. So let us know that God is God when we know him. We're supposed to know him, love him, serve him, so that we can be happy with him in the next life. We are all invited to enjoy his goodness. We have had so much. What are we doing to appreciate what God has done in our lives? Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.